Assalamu alaikum, everyone. My name is Muhi Khwaja with the 5 Fast Minutes Muslim Philanthropy Podcast at American Muslim Community Foundation. Today we have on Jida Nabulsi, who is the Chief Executive Officer at Amana Refugee Services. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Of course. For those that are tuning in, if you could please, in 2 minutes or less, state what Amana Refugee Services focuses on.
Definitely. You know, the initial relief that immigrants receive, it gradually deteriorates and families struggle and they, you know, cope. They struggle to cope and integrate into their new society. And the struggle to understand and access social services and community resources, children are quickly lost and left behind in the school system because they are unsupportive and inadequate to support them. Mental health issues are compounded by new stressors, and families are just basically unable to meet basic needs. And unfortunately, newcomers that come are shy or they're hesitant to ask for help, and that's where Amana steps in. You know, we're the comfort and we're the reassurance support that these families need. You know, and we believe that every family should have access, equal access to opportunities for economic success and social prosperity. And it's our mission to empower all the vulnerable populations that we have in the Houston community by offering programs that bridge the gap and help these families better integrate into their communities, to building their, you know, resilience, their resourcefulness, and, you know, just social and emotional well-being. And you know, recent studies have proven that short-term solutions, they're just not working. And it takes about 7 years for refugee families to integrate properly. And, you know, this is where Amana has been focusing on. And we're making, changes are happening faster than the system can adapt. And that's why we're here to bridge the gap. And we believe that the best way to help the population is to develop social and financial stability and meet them where they're at and, you know, stay with them for the long haul.
Yeah, I can imagine with, you know, the federal changes or even at the state level, you know, so many resources go into refugee resettlement. But at the same time, philanthropy is needed to kind of cover the additional steps that are there. And as you mentioned, the gaps. So if you had a minute to share with your volunteers, your staff, your donors, how would you like to thank them?
I would thank them for their time. They're, you know, spreading the word about Amana, and even just a dollar makes a difference, because every dollar that we get ensures people get to stay in their home, that they don't have to deal with homelessness. It ensures that there's food on the table for these families. It ensures that there's somebody there to care for the family and the children, and, you know, help identify any kind of gaps and really just make sure that the holistic family unit is together and that they have the support that they need. So even if it's not financial support, people's time and just talking about the organization is definitely an asset as well.
Definitely. Over the last few years, you know, we've gotten to know Amana Refugee Services and learn more about the work that you do. In terms of the support or outreach provided by AMCF, what has that relationship meant?
It's been, you know, it's definitely crucial. You know, I think that the best thing that other nonprofits can do for each other is collaborate and support each other, because, you know, together we're stronger and we're here to serve. So, you know, the more forces that come together, the better for the community.
Definitely. And such a critical role that you guys play. So really honored to be able to share more about Amana Refugee Services. People can find out about Amana at amanaservices.org. That's AMAANAH services.org. On Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, they're at Amana Services as well. So definitely do be sure to follow them and support their work. Jida, we always love asking people who come on to the show, what are 3 other nonprofits that you absolutely love giving your zakat and sadaqah to?
I love the local nonprofit here called Second Servings, because they do they deal with food insecurity. I also love to give to Interfaith Ministries and the Alliance as well.
Wonderful. You can learn more about Amana Refugee Services in our nonprofit directory as well. And we'd love to have you on for a full-length episode of our podcast as well. I hope your Ramadan goes well, and we're really fortunate to have you as one of our nonprofit partners.
I appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Likewise. This is the first time we've finished in under 5 minutes. So
Yeah.
five more seconds, we'll just let it go so that we said it was 5 minutes.
Awesome.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.